Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live in local studio on this Monday morning, about 7:33 right now in Alamogordo. And, of course, good to have you on with us this morning as it's time for this part of your Up, Up and Awake show, our Monday morning visit with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. On the telephone this morning, like always, we have with us one of those good, good people around America right here in Alamogordo, Michelle Gill. Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. That was a great song.
It was a real good song. And they were singing about you, Michelle Gill.
I don't think so. I think it was about you and your station.
No. Josh Greider, before he wrote that song, he said, called up and said, Bob, tell me about a real good person in Alamogordo. And you were one I told him about. You believe that, right?
You're too kind, Bob.
Wait a minute. Does that make the rotary four-way test? Well, kind of. Well, Michelle, how was your windy weekend?
Oh, it was a nice weekend, but I think the high's supposed to be, what, about 62 today? That's not very spring-like, is it?
No, with spring setting in at 3:24 this afternoon, I was hoping for about 75 degrees, and we're getting ready for that kind of weather.
Yes. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week at this time, right. Well, Michelle, we have a lot going on with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. First of all, we have the Alamogordo Center of Commerce Chamber Ambassadors. The ambassadors going out and for their March Madness membership sign up. And by golly, I understand good news is coming.
For the month of March, we've had four new members, and I'm sure that there's others that will be making their way in before the end of the month. And it's just a busy time at the Center of Commerce. We have Truck Yard 575 that has joined us, and that is a business that is brand new to the area. They are located about 3 minutes from the base gate. And what they have done is they have created a space for food trucks that are not licensed, I guess would be the word, to get on base to sell. And like I said, they're about 3 minutes from the base gate, and this gives the community that lives out on Holloman Air Force Base easy access to these food trucks, and they really have been utilizing the space, and it's exciting to have a space for all of the food trucks in the community to get out there and be in closer proximity to Holloman Air Force Base.
Boy,
so
that's
that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say. So that's a great, great way to give our airmen and women easy access to those food trucks, and they don't necessarily have to come all the way into town. So it's just a great little venue out there, and like I said, it's about 3 minutes from the base gate, and it is, if you're headed to base, it is on the right hand side of the road. And it's just going to be a great little stopping ground for our food trucks.
No doubt, it's going to be great convenience for men and women at Holloman Air Force Base. Well, that's one of four here in the month of March. What are the other ones?
Yeah. So we have a CAM Custom. We recently had a ribbon cutting for this young entrepreneur. Mike joined us there. That place was right up Mike's alley. You know, Mike is he has a trike that him and his wife take off on the weekends. And this gentleman at Cam Customs is can do the fabrication and the welding work and anything custom for your motorcycle, your vehicle, if you are in the lowrider community. So many different things. This such talent there at Cam Customs. And he's on White Sands Boulevard, right on the corner across from New Mexico School for the Visually Blind. And it's another great place to stop by. He had some work out during the ribbon cutting and just such talent for custom work on motorcycles or vehicles here in town.
Yeah, the ribbon cutting was one of the good ones, yep.
Yes. And then we have the Friends of the NRA, the Lady of the Mountain chapter. Of course, there is a very large shooting community here in Alamogordo, and the Sidney Paul shooting range is a very active place for shooting tournaments, for educational classes, practice target shooting. So this is one of the chapters here in Alamogordo. And again, that is something that Ricochet Shooting is heavily involved in. And so that's another great place to explore. And then lastly, Bob, we've got 1090 Axe House. And this is just what it is. It's an axe throwing business. These have really taken off. There was one down on New York Avenue that unfortunately was a victim of COVID. They opened right during COVID, and with all of the restrictions that were placed on small businesses, unfortunately, they were not able to get through that difficult COVID season. This is not the same owner. However, it is one of the partners. And so this Axe House is going to be out at the White Sands Mall. And I believe that they are in Suite C, 8, out at the White Sands Mall. And this is going to be a great place to take, you know, spend some time on the weekends if you have family visiting. We will also be having a ribbon cutting for this business on April the 22nd. We're working on the time with this business, and it's going to be a great addition to the community. And yeah. So it's been very busy. These four have come on. And then year to date, we've had 11 businesses join, and we're mid-March. So it's a good time, and it's a great day to join your Alamogordo Center of Commerce if you're out there listening. So give us a call.
Well, that sounds good. Now, the new business at the White Sands Mall, what is it again?
It's an axe throwing.
Axe throwing.
Yeah.
Like Lumberjack Days up in Cloudcroft.
Yes, absolutely. Like Lumberjack Days up in Cloudcroft. And these have popped up all over the place. There's a couple up in Ruidoso, I think. And they're so busy up there. Every time you drive down the road up there, you can always look over and see, you know, a line for this. It's a lot of fun. I have never done it, but we definitely will be checking it out. And like I said, it'll be a great new place to spend an afternoon or to take company to if you have people in from out of town.
I guess they have different weights of axes to show to throw, yes, depending on your ability.
Yes. A lot of different options, and in some places they even have like competitions and such. So I'm excited to get to know the owners and be able to talk a little bit more about what they do out there. So they haven't opened quite yet. I think that they are going to be announcing some soft opening dates. And then, like I said, we'll be celebrating the ribbon cutting with them on April the 22nd.
Boy, you know, that sounds good. Going up to Cloudcroft all the time for the lumberjack days, I watched those lumberjacks and lumberjills throw those axes. I got to tell you, you don't want to mess with those guys and gals. You don't want to mess with them.
Definitely not. Yeah.
They are so proficient at what they do. And they know how to hit that
and this
bullseye.
This is going to give people another place to practice. So watch
exactly.
Out.
Yep. So come on in and practice and have a little bit of fun with that. Well, I know one of the major events, we have a lot going on between now and then, Michelle, but we've got tickets on sale right now for our annual Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce Banquet. That's coming up on June 24th. How is that progressing?
We do. We are early out of the gate with this event. And the sponsorships are selling, tickets are selling, and like most everything else that we do, sooner you can get stuff secured, maybe the better seating you may have or what have you. So I would really encourage everyone to go to alamogordo.com. Across the top of the page, there is a banner that says annual banquet. It's so easy. You just click on that, and it takes you right to the event page, and you can learn some more about Lieutenant Colonel Waldman. And you can secure your tickets there. We did have multiple tickets and sponsorships sell over the weekend. So get over there to that page and check that out. We will be getting some marketing material from our keynote's marketing staff either today or tomorrow that, of course, we'll get over to you, Bob, as well. And it's going to be a great event. I've been spending a lot of time on the website. Shayella and I have been working with the marketing department for our keynote, and it's going to be a great event. Again, it will be June 24th. I know it seems like that's a long ways away, but it will be here before we know it.
You better will be.
And yes, and we'll be up at the Taze Center. And we've got Carino's has jumped on for our beer and wine, and I am working on securing the catering. So it really is going to be a fabulous event.
And we're certainly looking forward to that. Always a big event. And the reason why it's been moved from the Civic Center to the Taze Center is because of the crowd that we draw for that event.
Yes, absolutely. This event draws a very large crowd. And in the past, you know, it has drawn a very large crowd. But this year we have combined our annual meeting and our change of command meeting into this one meeting. And so we will need a much larger venue because we're really combining two events into one.
Now, the new Chamber of Commerce, the new Center of Commerce Board of Directors will be announced as well, and outgoing members will be recognized. I had somebody ask me, what remote was I doing last week? It may have been Vibe at Five over at Love Inc.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, ask me, and you were over there for that as well. Ask me about the Citizen of the Year. They haven't heard much about the Citizen of the Year the past few years. So is that kind of in limbo right now, or what are we doing with that? Or did it run its course?
Well, you know, that is something that I think was a victim, again, of COVID, unfortunately. But it is something that we are revisiting, and we will bring that as well as the Business of the Year and those other awards that had been given in the past. We'll be bringing those back around in 2024.
Very good. That sounds good. And, of course, a lot of great people in the Alamogordo area that do several things. Well, we've got a lot going on. Once again, that construction, I came by that construction yesterday out at Medlin Ramps. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that is looking like a huge operation when it's done.
Yeah, they sure are moving and shaking out there. They've got a lot of work already done, and it's going to be it's going to have a big footprint right there. I didn't realize how large, like you said, until you continue to drive by there and you realize, you know, all the dirt work that they're doing and the groundwork, and it just. It's going to be a great facility. And again, that will be a Maverick truck stop. And it's going to be a great addition there on the right hand side of the road. So we're excited about that. Mark Medlin does have some other suites out at Square 49. Is it 49? 47? Square 47? I'm not sure. He does have some other suites available out there now. If anybody is interested in office space or retail space, reach out to us. We can get you in touch with Alan Gorby, who is the manager for that property out there now. And I believe that the last time we spoke with them, they had four suites left that were ready to be leased out and occupied. So that property will continue to develop, and it's going to be exciting to see what else comes in out there.
I've heard some rumors, but they're only rumors at this particular time. Coming up, Michelle, this Saturday, of course, something that we're involved with as well as in support of Thrive in Southern New Mexico and the support from the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. We've got Ricochet coming to town this Saturday for a huge concert.
Yeah, what a great fundraiser this is for Thrive. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I think that there still may be a few available. I know that this event typically sells out and well-deserved. This is a great way to support Thrive and everything they do here in our community, as well as Lincoln County. This is their largest fundraiser of the year. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, make sure to reach out to the staff. You know, Stephanie can help you with that. And I do think that you can purchase tickets on the Flickinger's website. I believe it's my understanding.
Yes, you can. Right.
Yes. So make sure to get your tickets for Saturday evening. It's a great event. You're helping support a fabulous nonprofit here in Alamogordo. And we just encourage people to get out there and help benefit that worthwhile organization.
Michelle Gill, I let this slip by before when we were talking about the new chamber memberships and four new in the month of March here, 11 new members so far this year. And I wanted to ask you, but it slipped my mind, what are some of the benefits of becoming an Alamogordo Center of Commerce member?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, in my opinion, in becoming a member at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce is exposure. You receive exposure through networking events, through marketing assistance. You basically will have access to the back end of our website where you can post job postings. You can put out a press release. You can have access to all of the other Center of Commerce business members and individuals, for that matter, nonprofits. And it really is a great way to market, network, gain exposure for your business. And it's incredibly affordable. Most people hear the Center of Commerce and think, oh man, there's no way I could afford that. Most businesses in our community are small businesses that have anywhere between, you know, 0 to 4 employees. And annual membership for that level is $240. And that covers the entire year from the month that you join to the month of the upcoming year. If you were to join in March, your annual renewal would be due in March of 2024. And it's just an amazing, affordable way to get the benefit of, you know, we all see the work that Shayella is putting out. You have access to her, access to our website. And the networking events are so incredibly important. I don't think that until COVID, we realized how important these networking events are. And now everybody is understanding that it's incredibly important to get out there with your peers and other business members and community members for that matter, and talk about your business. And this provides a great platform for businesses.
You know, that it surprises me, like at the Vibe at Five, last Thursday at Love Inc., how many non-chamber members do come on by just to kind of nose around a little bit?
Absolutely, and we really encourage that. You do not have to be a member of the Center of Commerce to attend these events, to benefit from these events. Of course, the end goal is for the people attending to see value in what we're doing and join us. But don't let the fact that you're not a member of the Center of Commerce detour you from coming to some of these networking events. The Vibe at Five that we had last Thursday for Love Inc. Was just incredible. And I don't think that people understand everything that Love Inc. does for our community, everything from the educational courses that they offer to the fact that they do not, Love Inc. operates off of donations only. Love Inc. does not receive any federal funding. And to step foot in there and see how well organized and how well the volunteer staff has that place just running like clockwork is just amazing. They have 2 paid staffers. The rest of their organization is local volunteers. And so if you're listening and you would like a place to volunteer, they are always looking for volunteers to help with their food distribution. They have a great backpack distribution that they do for school children in Alamogordo, and they can help with a multitude of things, and it's just a fabulous organization. There's a lot of information that comes out of these networking events, and just as a community member, it's important to know these things so that you can take it back to your circle and share it.
You know, our mayor, Susan Payne, is the executive director of Love Inc., Love in the Name of Christ, and she and her staff, they have done a marvelous job of taking care of the needs of some folks in our community.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, they do all of that off of donations and volunteers. So it's really a great, fantastic organization.
All right, Michelle Gill, well, any wrap-up comments for this Monday morning? The first day of spring now. Michelle, I'm going to drive by the chamber at 3:24 this afternoon, and I would like to see you, Shayella, and GB out there dancing, welcoming in spring.
Oh, I don't know about that. But we'd love for you to drive by and give us a honk or something.
Okay, all right, I can do that.
All right, Bob.
All right, Michelle,
thank you
very much.
For everything.
We'll see you around town this week. And, of course, Next Monday morning, we'll do it again at 7:30.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.